I go for.
All right. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is They Won't, But We Fucking Will podcast. And tonight we have three different topics that we're going to be discussing. And then we have George on here that he is my co-host. We'll figure out next week how to get his video up on TikTok while we're recording. Say hello, George.
Hey, what's up, man? This your boy G-Baby, man. I'm up here with my sis, Nay. It ain't Sin no more, but it's Nay. And we still... Yeah, man, we gonna make this thing work. How everybody doing today?
All right, all right. And when I came on here before, I was waiting for you, G. I was telling the lady Renee that's on here on our live. She's the one that gave us all these hearts that we have, 272. I was at 16 and said I was trying to get to 200. Now we're going to try to reach 500.
So now I'm trying to figure out why I can't get my face. That's diabolical. I guess, do I look like this avatar right here? Or something?
Yeah, that's what you look like. All right, let's see. Okay, so we're going to start. I had G, my brother G, pick the three topics by the numbers. I gave him 1 to 70, but next time we're going to have 1 through over 150. So, besides the three that he chose already. So, the fifth topic that he chose is what accountability really looks like. What do you have to say about that, brother G?
I would say I ain't know who wanted to go first. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
You can go first because this is your first time being live with me.
Okay. All right. What accountability. Wow. I need everybody, whoever in here, I need you to pay attention to this because in my opinion, this accountability looks like. For one, it's only your actions, your words and your outcomes, good or bad. We don't make excuses for whatever happened. It happened. You know what I'm saying? We don't blame others for whatever happened to us or whatever was going on around us. We just work on fixing the mistakes that we did had. And we learn from those things for real. And then another thing about being accountable for real, it's about being available and transparent with your partner or your friends or your whoever you need to be transparent with, that's what it is. You got to be proactive with it. And, you know, just accepting, you know, just accepting the responsibility just in general for whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So,
of course, that just basically, parents and children.
Yeah, just being transparent, period, about everything that you're going through. That's accountability to me. And then don't be afraid to apologize for something that you did, you know? I ain't got no problem saying, yeah, it was me. I did it. I ain't got no problem with saying that for real. As a grown man, speaking from a man's perspective, if I did it, I did it. Yeah, it was me. Okay. That's what I feel about accountability, honestly.
Okay, do you have a situation that either you didn't hold yourself accountable or somebody else didn't that you would like to share?
Where you want me to start?
Just one of them.
Where you want me to start at? You feel me? I don't know. I was dealing with this young lady, and instead of me taking accountability for my actions, I caught myself being not a man but a kid, and I was actually trying to duck the situation. You know. Like, I ain't want to talk to her. I ain't want to do any of that type of stuff because I was ashamed of myself for making the decisions that I made about not taking my accountability, you feel me? So now, it's like that I got old. It's like, all right, I can admit my wrongs and I can say that I did this and I can say that I do that. But a lot of people don't understand where it's like when you take accountability for something, it's not words, it's action. Accountability is an action word to me. I don't feel as though that's just a word. Accountability is an action. And a lot of people don't do that, you feel me? So, but that's one of my experiences. I was like, damn, I done messed that girl over for real. Why I do that? But I was so afraid to take accountability. Yeah, you feel me? I was so afraid to take accountability that it made it worse, you know?
You got people in your background. Made it worse. Did they want to give an example of their accountability if they not shy to come online?
Oh, no, that was my girl, Mom. She walked ahead and got scared. She forgot she let me in here.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought she was saying something to what you were saying. My bad, bro. thank you, Pooh Baby, for your heart.
Hey, thank y'all, everybody. Whoever's on here, even paying attention or watching, religiously or in passing, thank y'all for watching it and, you know, checking us out. We, you know, we're growing.
Okay, let me give a...
I was going to say, you got to answer the question too,
oh,
man.
I am, but I wanted to give some examples before I give my example of what I went through. So some examples of accountability really looking like is somebody blaming everyone else. Somebody playing the victim.
Somebody,
I know a lot of people that do that. Somebody changing the subject when confronted. Let's see. Minimizing or brushing off their behavior. Let's see, denying facts.
Yeah.
Denying facts even when they know they are true.
Yeah.
All right. Saying sorry without actual accountability.
I didn't hear the last part.
I'm sorry. Somebody was trying to call rudely as I was talking. Where I go? Saying sorry without actual accountability.
Yeah.
Acting like consequences are unfair.
Damn, you went deeper than I went, didn't you? Golly.
All right, using manipulation to avoid responsibility.
Yeah, you on point right now.
Okay, so let me tell you, I got this story. It wasn't the person that sent it to me story. It was a story that she was told,
right,
and she said that I could share it. So she changed the person's name to Maya, so... This is what it's an apology that didn't ask for anything back. That's what she labeled the story called. And it says, when Maya was growing up, her dad wasn't cruel. He was just absent. He worked late. He missed school events. And when she tried to talk about how lonely she felt, he'd say, I'm doing the best I can. Years later, Maya stopped calling, not out of anger, out of exhaustion. One afternoon, her dad asked to meet. Maya expected excuses, a speech, maybe even some guilt. Instead, he said, I've been sitting with something uncomfortable. I wasn't there for you in the ways you needed, not because I didn't love you, but because I chose work. I chose avoidance and comfort over showing, and that hurt you. He didn't say, but you never told me. He didn't say, I had it worse. He didn't even ask for forgiveness. He was saying what he did wrong. But he continued. He said, I see how that shaped your distance from me. I understand why you pulled away. I'm not asking you to fix this or to trust me. I just want to name my part without defending it. Maya didn't cry. She didn't hug him. But for the first time, she didn't feel like she was crazy. Then it said, a few weeks later, he followed up, not with pressure, but consistency, checking in, remembering things, showing up even when it felt awkward. It said accountability didn't repair everything, but it stopped reopening the wound. All right, so my accountability is, and I can say this because I don't have no cut cards and I've already been through this with my children, but some of the men in my past, I put before my kids, and I'm accountable for that because I'm mending bridges now. So I know that is what I did, and that is something I need to work on. So I'm holding myself accountable for that.
We speaking on accountability. Let me go. let me take accountability of not being there for my son the way I should. Let me take accountability for all the people that I done hurt and all the things that I done did my damn self. And it's like, the thing about accountability is, like I said, it's an action word. So it's like, okay, you can hurt them people, but at the same time, the only fixed behavior is the action behind what you're apologizing for or what you're taking accountability for. It's the action behind it. It ain't what you're saying. Right. Anybody can say they apologize or take accountability for this or this and that and this and that. But if you ain't changing the action behind it, what the fuck does the words mean? It don't mean nothing.
Nothing at all.
And I don't know who hearing this, but I'm apologizing for cousin. But you know I'm raw, Cinnamon. You know I'm raw with it. So
I do check off that box for explicit content. So you're good with the cussing.
Okay, yeah, but you know, it's about the action for real. It ain't about the words you spitting. Anybody can just say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
Of course they can. And then the positivity behind the "I'm sorry" is you have to follow up action, like you was just saying. Action speaks louder than words. Somebody can tell you, like, hey, big bro, I love you. I can tell you that every day. It's if I show you that I love you, if I'm being accountable behind what I say.
That's the facts of life. That's the fact. And people don't understand it, you know, but at the same token, ain't none of us perfect. We all learn from it. These are topics I like to talk about too, but you know, you live and you learn.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the next one. Big G picked number 24, which was, what's a memory you revisit when you need comfort? I let you go again, George.
Hold on, run the question back one more time. I can barely hear you.
Okay, what's a memory you will revisit when you need comfort? Like if you're feeling down or depressed, what memory in your past or, you know, recent past, it don't have to be too far back, that you revisit to bring you out of that?
To bring me comfort?
Yeah.
That's tough. I guess I just make it general. It's just like being around good people. That brings me comfort all the time. Like the people that I don't have to question. I ain't got to question their motives, their intentions, or none of that. I know everything is Gucci when I'm around them people. It brings me comfort. And it also brings me comfort when I'm by my goddamn self.
Hey, say that again.
I can do that too. You heard me. So,
yeah.
It's both sides to the coin. So I can be good by myself and I also be good around people. Both of them bring me comfort because that's just how I roll. It works. It works for me. I put it like that. It works for me.
And everything ain't for everybody. But at the same time, whatever makes you feel like you need to feel at that time, that's something that you go on and start, becoming more of. Like, okay, I'm depressed right now, so what am I going to do to change this, And the hell with everybody else. Like, either you going to roll with me or you're not. If you're not, let me know so I know to cut you off and stay in my lane.
Keep it pushing you down, right? But the thing about it is, I'm gonna speak on the man's perspective for real. It's like, I'm a classic man. It don't take a lot for me to feel comfortable.
I was about to start singing a song.
Just like, I'm a classic man.
Right, I was ready to start it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it don't take a lot for, so I don't know.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you
this. It just don't take a lot for me.
Go ahead. You say don't take a lot for you what?
To feel comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Long as I feel safe,
I'm going to let you go for it. Don't go ahead. Please, basically.
There you go.
There you go. I got you. I feel you, bro. All right, so mine is, my comfort is when I was a little kid, the porch light, and I'm going to explain it to you. When everything felt loud.
Oh, shit, that's the...
When everything felt loud when I was little, I always thought about the porch light at Grandma's house. I was a kid sitting in the back seat, half asleep, coming home late. The street was dark, but our porch light was always on. So that made me feel comfortable.
Okay.
No matter how late it was, no matter how bad the day was, I didn't know why it mattered back then. I just knew seeing it made my chest loosen up. And I felt really comfortable. Now, years later, when life feels uncertain and I don't know where I belong, I think about that light. Someone once expected me. Someone once made sure I can find my way back.
That sounds like my dad.
That memory doesn't change where I am, but it reminds me I've been safe before, and that helps me rest.
That's my mother. We had to be out from goddamn the car lights.
That porch light, come on, you better be the hell in the house. Or the street lights. The street lights, too.
I had to be up in there before it was getting dark. I don't care if it was a traffic light.
Yep.
We had to be up in there. You know, Teresa ain't play them games, you feel me? She did not play them games. Oh. But yeah, I get the gist of what you're saying, though. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact. I mean, the comfortability just came from the loving of my family, my mother. That's where my memory is. My comfortability was always my mom. Like, she couldn't do everything in the world, but she made sure we was good. You feel
exactly,
me?
Exactly, yeah.
That's my mom. Like, that's where my comfortability stems from. My mother raised me.
Right.
She wants me to be the man I am today. I'm not the best man in the world, but I think I'm doing okay for myself. I think I'm all right. You know what I'm saying?
You still waking up every morning, right?
Yeah, a blessing in itself. You heard
right.
It's a blessing in itself.
Okay, so we're going to go to our last one, and then we're going to let you do your bonus topic that you had. The last one you chose was 59, and that was emotional disconnect during physical intimacy.
I got some stuff written down, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just going to try to rebuttal and freestyle this one. But it's going to be a little bit of my written stuff in the mix. I'm just going to try and mix it up.
That's fine.
Truth be told, like, my disconnect could be the arguments that we had maybe before we do something. And then it's like, damn, I don't think she want to do it, and I might not want to do it, and it don't work out that way. And then as far as me personally and my body, I have insecurities myself. So that could be something, and just like, say if your woman want to do something, but maybe you don't, or vice versa, that can ruin the mood, or maybe a lot going on around where you at, or where you living, or what the case is, or something like that. That can ruin the mood. Like, it's so many things that can just ruin the mood for real, like. It's endless, if you ask me. It's a bunch of shit that just ruin the mood.
It's like you have to be on, you know, both cylinders. You have to be riding at the same time for you to be able to make it without the disconnect and make sure you have all the intimacy available, because when you're in a relationship, if you're being intimate, unless it's one night stand or a freak off or something, you need to be able to connect with your partner. Like, you ain't just out there giving your willy-nilly out to anybody. At least at our age now, we ain't out there trying to sleep with everybody.
Yeah, and I look at it like this, for real, like, at the same token, it's like, damn, you can go in the room or wherever you're going at, and you be like, damn, I'm going to burn her ass up, you feel me? And then one little thing happened, fuck up the whole suave, you feel me? Like, oh, my God.
Well,
I'm like, where did this come from? What happened? I don't understand. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. I don't like it. What's going on?
Well, whoever is listening and watching this right now and will be listening to it on the podcast when I upload it in a little bit, I'm going to give my story. And I'm not going to use nobody's name. But one of my exes had a substance abuse issue. And, you know, when it's coming in for the night and you're getting all lovey-dovey, and then you realize they under the influence or something. To me, I'm sorry, if I'm not at your level where you at on your under the influence, and I'm not going to get there, then my body's not going to get there for you to be intimate with me. because that's not a turn on. A turn on would you be not yourself. I can't be intimate. So that's where the disconnect come with me.
That's not fair.
What you mean?
It's not fair. Cause they up there and you not. You
no,
can't get intimate with them.
No, but they not theirself. You not letting me finish. I wanted to hear what you had to say first, though.
Go for it.
When
go
they,
for it. I'm listening.
When they under the influence, they might call you out your name. They might blame you for doing stuff you know you're not doing. And then they want to be lovey-dovey because they horny. But you ain't feeling it because you just got basically verbally abused. And your little waters ain't flowing for you to be doing anything with this person.
Yeah, the disrespect will stop it all.
Yeah, like, if you disrespect, I'm sorry, you're not turning me on right now. When you are not under the influence anymore, come back and we'll try again.
See, my thing is, truth be told, right? Like, all right, you know me. I still drink. I still do my thing. Uh-huh. I do my third dizzle. But I'm not walking around with the disrespect. And I never have.
No,
I never
have.
You know me for a long time.
I've never seen you disrespectful, bro. You right. Matter of fact,
that's what I'm saying. But
you always tried to be the mediator. I know a few times where you had to. I won't even say the whole situation, but I remember you had to pull me up off the floor.
Yeah, because Rob.
You know, because it wasn't that serious.
Yeah, it wasn't
that serious for me to get involved. But you know, when you're a parent. And you see your child being attacked, I'm sorry, a woman or not, my ass is jumping up for my child.
Can I do something?
Huh?
Can I do this one thing real quick?
What?
I see my baby, man. I got to shout my baby out. Okay. I see my baby supporting the fuck out this channel, man. I see it. Thank you, babe. I love you. I'll see you in a minute. But she's supporting the shit out of this shit. I just want to shout out real quick when I'm listening.
Oh, wait a minute. She got people following, too. Okay.
What
and
I'm
then
saying,
we got
you
somebody, some lady named Renee was giving all the hearts. Like, we have over 1,000 hearts right now.
For real?
Yep. We have 1,100 hearts, it's showing me.
Drop in that, baby. You heard me. But can I get to the topic? The bonus topic now.
Yes, sir. You sure can. Let me get my book so I can write what that was, so we make sure we don't double talk about it.
I understood.
All right. Waiting on you. What's the topic called?
Unappreciation.
Wait a minute. Unappreciation.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, since it's your topic, bonus. Please be the first one to tell me about what happened in your life that you needed to talk about this.
Okay. You know how you just like the way your body and your heart are set up, and it's just natural that you want to do things for people because that's just the way you set up.
Okay.
And then motherfuckers take advantage of you. I don't like this shit. And it pisses me off so much because when I do something or give my all, I give everything. You got it. Take it. Just take the heart, everything. Just take the shit. I don't give a damn. You feel me? Like, and it hurts when motherfucker just take advantage of the shit. And then if I go off, I'm crazy, right?
Okay. Nah. Okay. But you're not crazy. You definitely not. You're not. Man, and it's like, give me an example of something that you've been through where somebody didn't appreciate you.
Sure. It just happened to me. I ain't gonna put no dates on it. I ain't gonna do none of that. But this is a situation that happened. So, cool dude up the job, right?
Okay.
You know, I fucks with him and all that. I end up getting up. You know, I was renting a room.
Okay.
Dude say, yo, hit your landlord up for me, yo. See if we can, you know, you can get me a room too. Da 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 da. Oh, sure, man. Ain't no problem, man. I'll try to see if I can get you a room. Da da da. Get the room. All right, it's supposed to be just him.
Okay.
It wasn't supposed to be this bitch and this cat.
Oh, wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
I got you, bro.
That's strike number one. That's strike number one. But I'm not bitching at him too much because, like I said, I fuck with dude.
Right.
Niggas acting bad in the house. A bunch of shit going on.
Your girl said, I'm here for the both of y'all. I'm proud of you both. And then she just said, diabolical.
I guess you know what I'm talking about.
I know that's
anyway,
right.
Anyway, go ahead somewhere, girl.
But go ahead. You said you still fuck with him. So what happened after that?
I'm gonna make a long story short. It's just the shit that people do is just like, damn, I didn't have to do it. So why take advantage of something that somebody trying to do for you when the motherfucker that did it for you didn't have to fucking do it? That's the basis of my fucking point. That's the basis. I ain't had to do nothing. I could have left your goofy ass at your mother house, nigga.
Yeah, you're right about that. Let me see.
But me having the heart that I got, I still try to look out, you feel me?
Right, right. Definitely.
But at the same token, though, I can't take that out on everybody else.
You're supposed to take it out on the person that made that whole situation happen.
Yeah, man. It's just wild. Do you got a bonus topic for the day?
No, but I'm going to answer yours. I'm going to give you my unappreciation. Okay, I do events. I've been doing spades events, spades tournaments, naughty bingo, which is prizes are sex toys instead of money. Thank you for the roses. Thank you for all the roses. Thank you so much. I found this Airbnb that this guy was going to rent me his apartment, his whole apartment, because he has it for events. He had tables and chairs and everything in there for me to do the spades or the bingo or anything else, because I was going to do speed dating too. But,
okay.
So I pay him.
That's different.
I cash app him the $100 for the deposit.
Okay.
Somebody passes away in my family. And the funeral was the day before I was supposed to have the event. So I reach out to him and I tell him what happened. And he said, fine, that's cool. Let me know when you're ready. You still got your deposit in here. I won't do nothing to it. It's a family emergency. Okay. So after all that went through, I came back and I said, okay, I gave him the new date. He said, okay. I show up at the house. Mind you, I got about 16 people coming. Because we playing spades, and I had 8 teams. So, I get there, and the lockbox is not on the doorknob no more. So, I'm reaching out to him. He's not answering. I'm requesting my money back on Cash App. He's not giving it back to me. A week later, I had to get a phone call, and then she hung up on me after she said, oh, never mind, I meant to text you. I'm going to text you. So she texted me, and she said, I know so-and-so owes you some money, but we just lost him. He passed away. Number one, that was a lie, because my best friend had just talked to him 10 minutes before this call happened. She lost him 3 days ago. But I want to pay you. I want to give you your money back, but I need to see you in person. No, you don't. He ain't seen me in person when I sent him the money. So, unappreciated, he basically took my $100 and didn't let me use his Airbnb. So, guess what? I'm appreciated now because Airbnb paid me back and took him off of Airbnb. So guess what? I'm happy now. Uh-oh, Jewel's up here typing. Wait a minute, all this love. Get a room. Oh, shoot. No. But what I want to do before we go is I wanted to ask you for three more numbers, but wait a minute, bro. Last time I told you only up to 70. I've got way more topics now. So these will be the three numbers for next week.
Wait. So you at the 155 now?
No, like I'm at 171.
God damn.
So besides the three that you picked this week, give me three more, and I'm about to write it down on this erase board so I can take a picture, because the topics will be the picture that will be posted with each of our podcasts. So what number are we going to?
9580.
What?
9586.
We can't do five. You already did five today.
Nine six eighty six.
All right, let me tell you what they are, and I'm going to take a picture of it after I write it down. So nine is forgiving yourself. Six is conflict resolution without blaming. And number 86, one second.
Go back to accountability.
86 is addiction in minority communities.
All right, that's a bit.
And then, so don't tell me yet, but you can have up to two or three more topics if you want for your bonus.
All right, I can do
so
that.
So when you find them out, just let me know. And I won't post it with our three topics. We'll just let them know when we come on next week. But
yeah, I got you. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm gonna let everybody know this is they won't, but we effing will podcast.
Goddamn right.
And
we'll talk about it, but we will.
And I will be posting on the podcast when it starts to stream the email, which is a Gmail email. Please send us any topics, any story that you might be facing that might deal with the topics that we're getting ready to talk about next week. And I would love you to do a flyer for us. Yes, please do. Please do. And then just have George send it to me when you make it.
All right, so before we get out of here, we got Nay. I can't call you what I want to call you from back in the day, but I'm going to call you Nay.
Uh-huh.
And you got Big G. Hey, man, this the podcast. We out.
We out, and we'll be back next week. Thank you.